All right, everybody, welcome back. It's Ken Goodwin III here with Sandra Wellborn. And we are diving deep into the 2071 CFL divisional round matchup between the New Orleans Voodoo and the Kansas City Storm.
And let me tell you, it was a game for the ages.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
We asked, and you delivered play-by-play stats post-game analysis the whole nine yards.
And we are ready to break down all the action from the Voodoo's 27-20 victory over the Storm.
This one felt like a heavyweight fight from the very first snap.
Oh, absolutely. Both teams came out swinging, scoring touchdowns on their opening drives.
I mean, talk about setting the tone.
Right out of the gate, they were letting everyone know this was going to be a battle.
Kansas City drew first blood, but New Orleans answered right back.
No quitting this Voodoo team.
And that back-and-forth battle continued throughout the first half. Kansas City managed to hold a 14-7 lead going into the second quarter.
But the Voodoo just wouldn't quit. They just kept clawing their way back.
And that's where we saw the magic of Johnny Reed start to shine.
Oh, man. Johnny Magic Reed. He orchestrated a fantastic drive capped off with a one-yard touchdown run.
And you're right. The momentum definitely shifted after that score.
No doubt about it. That score seemed to energize the entire Voodoo team.
Now, for those who might not be familiar with Reed, he is what we call a dual-threat quarterback.
One of the best in the biz.
Meaning he can hurt you with both his arm and his legs. And boy, was he doing both in this game.
Keeping the Storm defense on their toes the entire time.
He wasn't just scrambling, though. He was standing tall in the pocket, delivering some beautiful throws downfield.
Absolutely. He was picking apart that Storm secondary.
That's what makes him so dangerous.
Yeah.
He's not just a scrambler. He can also pick you apart with his passing accuracy.
A true nightmare for any defense.
But let's not forget about the New Orleans defense. They came up big when it mattered most, especially in the second half.
Absolutely. They really stepped up their game after halftime.
They started to put more pressure on Clay Rowan.
Mm.
And you could tell it rattled the Storm's offense.
They forced some key turnovers, including a crucial interception in the fourth quarter by Cameron Ramsey.
That was a huge play. It looked like the Storm might have a chance to swing the momentum back in their favor, but the Voodoo defense held strong.
Bent, but didn't break.
And speaking of resilience, the Storm weren't going down without a fight. They answered back with a field goal of their own in the fourth quarter,
tying the game at 20-20.
Setting the stage for a dramatic finish.
You could cut the tension with a knife.
Those final minutes were absolutely nail-biting. Both teams were playing with everything they had, leaving it all out on the field.
And then boom.
With just seconds left on the clock,
Johnny Reed delivers the knockout punch.
Connects with Rico Farrell for a game-winning 44-yard touchdown.
Talk about a Hollywood ending.
What a play. What a throw. What a catch. The crowd went absolutely wild.
The Voodoo snatched victory from the jaws of a tie,
sending the Storm packing and punching their own ticket to the next round of the playoffs.
It was a heartbreaking loss for the Storm, but you gotta give them credit.
They battled until the very end.
They pushed the Voodoo to their absolute limits.
But at the end of the day, it was New Orleans who made the plays when it mattered most.
They were the more disciplined team.
And they executed their game plan flawlessly. Especially in those final minutes.
Absolutely. And that clutch performance was a testament to their talent, their preparation, and their unwavering belief in themselves.
Now, before we move on to break down some of the key stats and individual performances, I want to hear what stood out to you the most about this first half. What was your biggest takeaway from those opening two quarters?
Well, for me, it was the way New Orleans adapted their game plan as the match went on. They knew the Storm defense was tough against the run.
Yeah, they're known for that.
So they started with a pass-heavy attack, catching Kansas City off guard.
It seemed like Kansas City was ready for a ground-and-pound game.
Then, as the game went on, they started mixing in more runs, keeping the Storm defense guessing.
It was like a perfectly executed bait-and-switch. And it really speaks volumes about the coaching staff's ability to read the game and make adjustments on the fly. But let's dig into some of those individual performances.
Yeah.
Because there were some real standouts on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely. Let's start with the man of the hour, Johnny Reed. He finished with 320 passing yards, one touchdown, and one interception. But those numbers don't tell the whole story.
They never really do.
It was his poise under pressure, his ability to extend plays, and his leadership that truly made the difference.
He was like a magician out there, pulling rabbits out of his hat time and time again.
And let's not forget about his contributions on the ground.
Yeah.
He rushed for 51 yards, including that crucial touchdown run in the second quarter.
That's what makes him such a nightmare for opposing defenses.
you can't just focus on shutting down his arm.
Yeah.
Because he can hurt you with his legs, too. It forces defenses to play honest, which opens up opportunities for the rest of the offense.
And speaking of the offense, Aiden Covington was an absolute beast for the Voodoo Card, carrying the ball 16 times for 97 yards and a touchdown.
He was a workhorse.
He was like a battering ram out there, wearing down that Storm D with every carry.
But it wasn't just Covington. Rusty Choicer also had some nice runs, showcasing the depth and versatility of that Voodoo rushing attack.
And let's give some love to that offensive line for paving the way for those big runs.
Oh, yeah. Those big boys up front were moving bodies all night long.
They were creating holes all night long, giving those backs plenty of room to operate.
Now, on the receiving end, Scott Patterson was Reed's go-to target, hauling in 6 catches for 76 yards.
Reliable, as always.
But it was Rico Farrell who stole the show with that game-winning 44-yard touchdown catch.
Talk about a clutch performance. He only had one catch all game, but boy, it was the one that mattered most. It's a testament to his focus and his ability to stay ready for his moment.
You never know when your number is going to be called, and Farrell was ready when his time came.
All right. Let's shift our focus to the defensive side of the ball. The Voodoo defense deserves a ton of credit for their performance, especially against a high-powered offense like Kansas City's.
They were relentless, holding the Storm to just 33 rushing yards, completely shutting down their ground game.
Forcing a team like Kansas City to become one-dimensional is no easy task. But the Voodoo D was up to the challenge.
They were stifling.
It all started with their dominance in the trenches. Sean Jaleve and Billy Martinez were just disruptive forces all night long.
Collapsing the pocket.
Making life miserable for Clay Rowan.
You could see the frustration building for Rowan.
And that sack they had on Rowan in the fourth quarter was just a thing of beauty.
Textbook pass rush.
It was a momentum-shifting play for sure.
But it wasn't just Jaleve and Martinez. The entire defensive line was playing with intensity, setting the tone for the rest of the defense.
And they had some help from the secondary. Jose Hurtado was all over the field, racking up 6 tackles and 2 assists. He was a tackling machine.
And Dylan Witt was equally impressive, making 7 tackles and stopping 5 run plays for a loss. That's what we call a brick wall.
Now let's not forget about Cameron Ramsey's clutch interception in the fourth quarter. It was a pivotal play that could have easily swung the momentum in the Storm's favor.
Talk about being at the right place at the right time. Ramsey read the quarterback's eyes perfectly and made a play on the ball when it mattered most.
All right, before we move on to our final segment, where we'll delve into some of the strategic insights from this matchup, I want to hear your thoughts on the game's MVP, Sandra. Who gets your vote?
Ooh, that's a tough one. There were so many great performances out there, but for me, the MVP has got to be Johnny Reed. He was the engine that drove that Voodoo offense, and he just made plays with both his arm and his legs when it mattered most.
Couldn't agree more. Sandra Reed was the heart and soul of this Voodoo victory, and I think what really impressed me was how head coach Marcus Dupree and his staff schemed around Reed's strengths. You mentioned how they came out with a pass-heavy attack, knowing Kansas City was going to be ready to stuff the run.
Right. It was almost like they were setting a trap, lulling the Storm into a false sense of security.
Exactly. And then as the game wore on, they started mixing in those design runs for Reed and handing the ball off to Covington and Choicer Moore. It kept the Storm defense off balance and allowed New Orleans to control the tempo.
It was like they were playing chess out there.
And the Voodoo defense was equally impressive. They knew they had to contain Clay Rowland limit those big plays downfield, and that's exactly what they did.
They were disciplined, didn't fall for any of Rowan's tricks, stayed tight in coverage, forced him to check down to his shorter options more often than not.
And when Rowan did take those shots downfield, the Voodoo secondary was there,
ready to make a play.
Cameron Ramsey's interception in the fourth quarter is a perfect example of that.
Huge momentum swing right there. The Storm had just tied the game. They were looking to take control, but Ramsey's pick shut him down.
And that pass rush all night long, Sean Jaleve and Billy Martinez were relentless.
Never gave Rowan a moment's peace.
That sack of the fourth quarter was a backbreaker.
Forced the fumble. The Voodoo recovered. It was all downhill from there for the Storm.
A textbook example of how a dominant pass rush can completely disrupt an offense.
And it wasn't just the big plays. The Voodoo defense was winning those battles in the trenches, making tackles, shutting down running lanes. It was a total team effort.
Absolutely. And that's what really stood out to me about the Voodoo in this game. It wasn't just one or two players stepping up. It was a complete team win.
And that's a scary thought for the rest of the league. The Voodoo are firing on all cylinders right now.
So, Sandra, as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this game?
I think it's the importance of teamwork and resilience. The Voodoo faced some adversity throughout this game, but they never gave up. They stuck together, trusted their game plan, and made the plays when it mattered most.
Well said, Sandra. And that's a lesson that applies not just on the football field, but in life as well. When we face challenges, we got to remember we're stronger together.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And with that, folks, our deep dive into the New Orleans victory, Voodoo's thrilling victory, comes to an end. We want to thank you for joining us, and we can't wait to break down even more CFL action with you soon.
Keep those helmets shined and your spirits high.
Until next time, everybody.